Well, good morning, and greetings to all from us retired folk. We still are somewhat busy, but not as busy as you are or as the faculty here is. Today I'm basically going to read to you the remarks that I prepared for your morning devotion. The reason for reading it is a problem of aging. I cannot no longer trust in my memory to hold everything there. So this way I think it'll work out better. I hope so. The text of the Bible that I want to refer to is St. Paul's letter, the first letter, to the Thessalonians in chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, in which he writes, "Finally, brothers, we instructed you how to live in order to please God, as in fact you are living. Now we ask you and urge you in the Lord Jesus to do this more and more. You know what instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus." So God wants of us, as he says, to abound in holiness. What does it mean to abound? Sometimes we hear the word as a kind of an athletic term, where people are leaping and testifying their ability to do that. But it doesn't mean that in the scriptures here. Children grow taller year after year, but when they reach a certain age, they stop growing. And that's a very good thing. It would be very awkward, wouldn't it, if adults would continue to grow with the same type of progress that little babies and children have. How tall would you really get to be if that were the case? It would surely be a very awkward situation. But this is not to be the case with our Christian living. Christ, our Lord, wants all Christians, adults and children, to keep on growing year after year and day after day in their life, not physical growth, but of sanctification. Now, the Thessalonian Christians had made a good beginning. These Christians were so eager to practice the Word of God that we read that in their region they became examples to all who believe. They viewed the words that the Apostle Paul brought to them, as it says, not as the word of men, but as it actually is, in truth, the Word of God. But this good beginning was not to be the ending. Paul didn't want them to think that continued growth in Christian living is impossible or unnecessary. In our scripture verse, he encourages Christians to keep on living according to God's commandments, and he urges them to do this more and more. He tells them that their growth should not stop at any point, but continue in holiness of living. Now, St. Paul says the same thing to us as we read his inspired words. He might say to us, "It is good that you believe in Jesus as your Savior. It is good that you attend church and that you are reading and studying his word. It is good that you regularly bring your offerings to the Lord." But Paul would surely continue by saying, "Don't let this good beginning be an end in itself. Don't let everything grind to a halt when you think you've grown enough. So don't think, for example, whatever age level that you were confirmed last year, or that you attend Bible class, or that there's nothing really more that you could do. Maybe you could increase your offering to church. But don't think that because you are later on in life serving on the church council or maybe on the Sunday school staff, to think then that you have reached perfection and can now stop growing. No, God has called us unto holiness, and He wants us to abound more and more, growing in faith. Now, there are many people, and this is the second half now of this text, who deplore the fact that there's so much immorality in our world. Commentators on TV and radio sometimes encourage us to obey the laws, to lead a decent life, and they point out that if you don't, you're going to have trouble. But there's a big difference between what these radio and TV commentators say and the call that's issued by St. Paul in our text. The difference is Jesus Christ. We don't see that as the motivator, do we, in the radio announcements. But St. Paul makes it very clear that he is talking about the instructions we gave you by the authority of the Lord Jesus. This is not just Paul's personal opinion. He's speaking for God, and he's using the very words that the Holy Spirit has been giving him. So he isn't leading them with a hammer or a gun. He's pleading with them to consider the truth of the matter, that God made a holy law, but that we have sinned against it and continue to do so, and probably will continue to do so for many years, because of ourselves we are weak. But the key is to remember what Christ did, to come into the world, to take all sins of all people on himself, willingly die and pay the full penalty for it all, so that the Lord can say to believers who have faith, "You are justified before me. Welcome. Come home. When you die, you will be with me forever." Dear Savior, help us to appreciate those wonderful gifts that you have given to us. Help us then to show our love to you by our holy living. Amen. We'll conclude with hymn number 428, and we'll sing stanzas 1 and 6.